Project manager.
Yes. Yes.
Our project
Your project manager.
manager.
Welcome to the conceptual design meeting for Real Reaction. Hello again. It's the same as the last time. Also this time there will be three presentations. And we must reach a decision on the remote control concepts. And at the end, when I finish it off, I have some info from a master class I visited. I have some information.
Doing him. Master. He's a master.
The concepts on where we must reach a decision on are from are of two sorts: component concepts and user interface concepts. The first one is really about the total package with well, we have decided to do the with the touch screen, but there must be a case around it so it won't be as breakable. How about the energy? Can you reload it or just batteries which you must exchange? The user interface concept, the type and the supplements, so where to put what button. And I would say, yes, can you begin?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. At the end, I will take notes.
Okay.
At the end, the minutes will be at the chef.
Let me see. I think it's this one. Ha. Right. Well, I'll be talking about components. What I did was I reviewed previously used items by two different age groups. Below 45 and above, and I just watched what the differences are. I checked, well, what do we want, and how can we aim at the target group. Well, what I found was that senior citizens.
Sorry,
it's okay. They like more they like the traditional materials like wood and such, more wood and chrome, and they like the straightforward shapes, and they like luxurious styles, whereas the young and dynamic, they like more soft materials, fingered Teletubbies for instance, soft and fluffy and colorful and well, shapes are curved and round, you get the picture. And that they like sports and gaming, and it gives them vitality. Well,
one little question about the material.
Yeah.
A soft material for a remote control.
No, I'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
You'll see.
Yeah. Thank you.
First off, let's start with the energy. I had a choice between a few different sources, mm-hmm. but the two basic sources that I found were the best possible. With a battery versus kinetic. On kinetic, that's when you move something, that gets energy. I figured, well, that's kind of high tech. When you have a remote control, that well, when you pick it up, it has power. That would be actually very nice. I figured, but we could also use a battery. That's
yeah,
better.
When the power gets low, you have to shake it. Or
then you just have to shake it around with it. And then it has some more energy. Well, you could just go for a battery, or you can go for both.
Have you considered the option of using a solar panel?
Yeah, I actually did. But the thing is about solar panels is you have to have light. Well, sunlight, preferably. And you could use normal light, but you wouldn't get the same amount of energy that you would from a battery or something.
Yeah.
For ultimate use of a solar panel, you could actually use you could use solar panels, but you'd have to implement them into the remote control, leaving you a bit less space for the interface.
Yeah.
So
less space.
So it was actually I figured that. Well, seeing that you will always be within the distance of the TV, and from the TV there comes a whole bunch of light, so it would actually power itself from the TV, but you would just take up all the space, and you wouldn't have the full amount of power actually used.
But
so
you prefer kinetic?
I prefer kinetic, because it's the costs aren't that much higher, and just a bit more high tech than a normal battery.
Yeah, but you don't move a remote.
No, but well, you pick it up and you press buttons and.
But that's enough to keep the energy level.
Yeah, well, actually it is,
okay.
And if it isn't, you just shake it a bit and would power up again. But
yeah.
but like I said, you could use a battery that you just keep on recharging whenever it moves, and for rest you just juice on the battery.
Okay. And when the battery doesn't work. I usually shake it too, so.
Exactly.
Exactly the same. Thank you, Tim.
Well, furthermore, we checked the cases. We have different options concerning the cases. Yeah. You simply had a basic standard model. It was kind of square, and I figured that's a bit boring. So we could go for the single curve or the double curve. A single curve, it's just, it's just a nice curve, but you could go in a double curve, and that's like several different dimensions. That gives you a whole new
dynamic look.
Yeah, that gives you a younger and more high tech look. I figured, but that we'll discuss it later.
Are you going to draw?
What? You want me to draw?
Yeah.
In 3D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
I could show you. I could show you. Well, let's say you.
Yeah.
Let's say that's your standard.
Design.
Yeah.
That's a bit your standard design,
mm-hmm.
But you could actually go like something like this, and then. In 3D effect, you could go. So you just. Yeah, this is a bit difficult. I didn't take a major in art. So. But you could add a whole new. The back.
Okay.
The depth you could just play around a bit with. You don't have to use standard.
A little artistic.
Yeah, you could. At least more space for creativity. And it might be an idea, but just plastic versus rubber. We could choose what's better, plastic or rubber. I prefer rubber because it feels
It's soft.
Yeah, it's soft, and
that's
I like
soft.
The
younger people want.
Yeah. I mean, plastic also has a cheap feeling to it. Like plastic, I usually associate plastic with. Something that's cheap, but that's maybe just me. But we could talk about it later. Furthermore, buttons, traditional or touchscreen. Well, we discussed it in a previous meeting, so I figured I'll just leave it at LCD. And chipset. Well, if we are going to use traditional buttons, we could go with a simple chipset. But if we decide to go on a LCD screen, we would use we have to use an advanced chipset, and that would bring the necessary costs with it. So that's something we have to keep in mind. If it isn't manageable budget-wise, we'd have to go over to simple buttons.
Well, I think we're going to sell 10 million of them. So I bet a big company in Korea or Taiwan, like Samsung, can give us. Big discount on the chips, so
yeah, probably.
Usually chips aren't more expensive than $1.
Yeah, probably, but
so.
But yeah,
that shouldn't be a real issue.
That shouldn't be that big an issue. Well, I put a big summary here, so we could discuss it a bit. What are your ideas when concerning battery versus kinetic?
I think you should use kinetic as a backup.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, combination.
Combination. You use the battery and charge it up with kinetic. When you pick it up, it charges up.
Like an accu.
Yeah.
Accu.
Yeah, I know.
Just like the watch from Seiko.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I prefer both to
combine
them.
Oh, okay. Well, that would bring some more costs, but I mean, who cares, right? That's the project manager's problem.
50 cents battery.
And then we have single curve versus double curve.
Maybe I have some from my presentation to cope with that.
Okay, no, we'll just wait. And plastic versus rubber.
Rubber.
Is it possible to make a combination? What kind of rubber is it? Or bendable remote, so you've got to sit there around?
I figured it would be rather
rubber casing.
This is a casing, rubber casing. Because, if you use a touch screen, it's just the casing around it. So you could go for plastic, but I figured. I would choose rubber.
Maybe I can ask him right now the question that I have. Is it possible, is it necessary to make a touch screen square? It isn't, I think.
I don't know.
I think touch screens are generally square.
Yeah.
But it's the case you put around it that makes
the
shape.
Toilets, so
okay, but if you have a square LCD screen, you put a case around it that has like bulbs or that covers part of the LCD screen.
That would solve
that's
the problem.
So customizable.
Yeah. Okay.
So what are the opinions? Rubber or plastic? I prefer rubber.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
You sure?
You
should hesitate a bit.
As long as it's firm and you don't it's not bendable or something. I think that goes too far.
Yeah, it shouldn't flop over when you hold it. That's kind of the chipset will hold it firm in place, and an LCD screen will.
It might even bounce back when you drop them.
it might. traditional versus LCD, well, I figured we all set on that. And then also the simple versus advanced. Well, I figure if we go for LCD, we should have the advanced.
Yeah.
So that shouldn't be a problem. Okay, well, that's my...
Thank you.
Welcome.
Can I... do your thing. Expert, Matt. Okay, last week I went to Paris and Milan for some current watching for marketing. Our research and development department and I went to Paris and Milan. In Paris and Milan, we asked different people, differing in age and in income, the amount of money to spend, what they like in design and material nowadays. Findings. Our main audience, so that's people below 40, prefer the following. At first, the colors of fruit. Very basic colors, like Janos explained. Fresh colors, green, red, strawberry red, yellow, banana yellow. considering material, they like spongy material, like SpongeBob, like soft material. Janos mentioned it also. I think he did some findings himself. you weren't in Paris. Okay. Like this. Like big,
flashy
colors,
yeah.
Fresh. It's nice, I think. Okay, our secondary audience, people above 40 years in age. They like the dark traditional colors. Materials like wood.
Yeah, but wood is not a material which you build a remote control on.
Well, you could.
No.
Just
never seen one. No, okay, but just a wooden look.
Oh, wooden look, yeah.
Like you have those fake fake panels on the floor. That isn't wood anyway.
Okay. But that's our secondary audience, so we decided to take the people below 40.
Yeah.
So this doesn't apply. Okay, the third. There are some overall thoughts about new remote controls. They have to look fancy. They should be technological innovative. That means they have to be fancy things in. And easy to use. But that's common. My personal preferences. We have to aim at our main audience and therefore use fresh colors.
Would you prefer that you can choose the color of your remote control?
I'll come to that in the second point. Here, think about removable covers as seen in mobile telephone market. Customize your own remote control. Like the Nokia, removable covers, just put a red on it and go to the shop and buy a green one. Third, material being used could well be stuff like rubber. Two advantages, it fits within the current market trends and it adds safety to your mouth when you drop it. So, to come back to your question, I think, and the people in Milan and Paris also think that the rubber should be pretty hard, like seen on regular mobile phones. Actually, they have a lot in common, the phones and
I actually saw a phone that you could use as a remote.
Maybe
you could use your remote as a phone.
Hey,
number on it.
Yeah, exactly. And my second sheet of personal preferences. We have to reconsider the speech function recognition. It's very innovative.
So that you say SPSS and it goes to.
Yeah, like something. You can see that a marker is just screaming for new technologies like speech recognition and stuff, but we have to keep the cost in mind. But it can be very expensive. Okay, second, building games like Snake or Tetris to amuse the younger users. Also, the link with the mobile phones.
Yeah, but you don't use the games when you're watching television.
But you don't use games when you're making a telephone call. Just the same.
When your parents are watching some boring program, you can take the remote and use something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
When you're at college.
You take your remote control with
you. You also take... you take your iPad and go play games. Well, I do that. But okay, and at third, I stick with it. The login functionality with the slogan "Take parental control to a new dimension." That's
very
it.
Nice.
I agree.
Interface contents. Well, it's just a simple PowerPoint markup. I want to make it more dynamic for you, so I'll draw there. But the main concept is take one big touch screen, always display the primary buttons clear and visible, maybe even like this with uses of a lot of space, and make the menu structure changeable. So if you press system, multiple system options can maybe 5 or 10 or 1 can fit in, or maybe even a step further when you want to have some other options that are not programmable with one horizontal button, then other buttons can maybe displayed here if that's necessary. And well, how do we want to look at that's our remote look. Well, it's, you've got to hold it in one hand, so the middle, like all remotes, have to be a little bit small, so you can put it in inside your hand. And some remotes you can use with the thumb, but I think that's too difficult for this one. So you can make it broader here and here, and maybe use your thumb on the main buttons and use your other hand on the menu structure. So here are going to be the program buttons 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. And the volume control and program control maybe. And down here, this could be one big LCD, the menu structure. So you can use it in this way. One thing you've got to keep in mind, keep the remote clear of too much functions at the same time. Know that if you are changing the menu structure here, and well, I still believe you should keep displaying the buttons, but if you are programming the color of the TV, do not display 20 other options that are possible. Just keep it as simple as possible. And do not use too many levels. Do not have to select screen first, and then brightness, and then color, and then plus, and then push plus 20 times. But just in one button if possible. And well, you all know the TV levels, channel 1, 2, and when you get to 10 and want to go back, well, you have a problem. Just most modern TVs, you press 1, 0, and you go to 10, and not to 1 and 0 after that. So it's a button less. And things like teletext, put them in the menu, things like,
what do you think about a back
I found I was trying to tell it. It's a volume plus and minus, and this is program plus and minus.
Yeah, okay, but that is for going from 4 to 5.
Yes.
But if you go from 2 to 8.
Or if you're watching Studio Sports on 17,
yeah,
and your wife is watching some soap on 2.
Easy.
Well, yes, I think that's a good idea. But well, my preference would to be put it in the menu structure. And if you're using that button a lot of times, well, of course that menu will still be displayed on the screen. You just don't have to play games in between. But if you're really switching between two channels, you won't have time to use the other options. I already told that. Yeah, that's my conclusion.
I think we can discuss a little about the three kind of revolutionary things Tim came with: the parental control, the games, and voice recognition. There's not too much decision on that one, so I think the parental control is a good function to put in the remote. I don't know how you think about it.
Well, I mean, just put it in the menu structure somewhere.
But
properties.
What I see, how I see it is, you put it on the remote.
Yeah.
And then you have like a Windows log on screen with parents, children, something like that. When you want to use the parents option.
It has to be fast. You don't want to go down and watch a movie at 8 o'clock and turn it on, or wait 20 seconds for the log on screen and remember your code and all kinds of settings.
No, but I think most people find it much more important that their children don't watch sex or violence on the television and wait 10 or 15 seconds longer. so they can finally watch it.
Just may use like Windows XP
yeah.
simple logo,
yeah.
just
yeah.
push one
yeah.
or two.
Push
or
parents?
And if
that
push
then
parents,
then you have to
log in.
Code a 3-digit
yeah. And if you
log in, like 213, and it's in.
And
yeah.
if you push children, you don't have to
log
in, but
goes.
You can
oh, yeah.
watch children's channel. Okay.
I don't know if it's worth the time and effort we're going to spend on. Well, it's a simple function, but it's going to take a lot of resources, a lot of time into programming, because you'll have to start working with the profiles and such.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if it's actually worth investing that much time and effort into it.
Well, I think there's a big market for it, because you're in many times in magazines and kind of stuff, and you're in the news that. Yeah, they believe that children are influenced by the television, and we're aiming to below 40 years, but there are a lot of people below 40 who have children in young age, and who want them to not watch violent or.
Well, maybe some idea on that.
Yeah.
Just make your remote and this,
yeah.
but make an option to insert profiles specific. My
yeah,
granddad would buy this remote, he wouldn't want to bother with all the
yeah.
fancy. Just make an option menu, install profile or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a better idea?
Yeah. It just has to be, when it's delivered out of the store,
yeah.
it has to be just simple and plain. But
yeah. Okay.
If you want to install it personally, if I have kids, and I could choose between two remote controls, one
yeah, with one without,
with parent control, and one without. I would buy the one with.
Well, still some question I have about how to incorporate it. You're thinking about some channels they cannot see, but well, what I think we have all the standard channels and only. Maybe after 10 o'clock in the evening, violent films and movies will come, and maybe some timing will be needed
yeah.
instead of channels. Because if you're watching, I don't know, you're in a daily, cartoons will come up, or maybe Friday night, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it can work with ShowView. You,
oh.
you can control your video recorder with ShowView. When you take in a number, it will start and end recording. But maybe there's some option that the kind of show view numbers are violent and that they are blocked out.
Yeah, the disadvantage is that someone who has sent all the show view numbers
yeah.
programs that
that's
they true. Took remote
yeah.
and will have
yeah.
to decide.
Yeah, but that is possible.
That's
right. Well, if you want, if we incorporate the parental control. That's how we do. Well, whatever a child goes up to the TV and presses up, for instance.
Yeah.
Well, nobody is stopping the child from checking the channel.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we could say parental control also. It will go from 14 to 16 with the parental. Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure because. For that
yeah.
to happen, you'll have to receive a signal from the remote control, so it would have to be constant signaling.
Mm-hmm.
But what may be better is to incorporate a separate device that you can program with the remote control, and that provides parental control, for instance. And that's just an optional device. So that's just besides the remote control, you'll have a separate.
I would put it in an optional device, and then it becomes too much, I think.
Yeah.
If we do it,
yeah.
we must do it in a kind of way you send, like profile, parent profile, and family profile, and anonymize.
And you know, when you install another device, children can still go to the TV, pop open the thing,
yeah.
and
yeah, that's
the
true.
Channel.
That's true, but same instant. Same happens when you have remote control.
Yeah, of course.
So
but
only difference is the people buying the remote control will now get to add a feature of parental control, and those
yeah.
people wouldn't necessarily want it.
Add, yeah.
So
yeah, okay. But it's just an added feature.
Okay, and what do you guys think of the games and the voice recognition? I personally think that becomes too much.
Yeah, well, yeah, I
it's more like a guest functionality.
Email too from management that it's very popular to use voice recognition.
Yeah.
But I don't think when you're watching TV and hearing loud noises from
yeah.
the TV,
yeah.
someone screaming, ah, one! And you the channel switching. So
yeah, like voice recognition is too much. Of it.
Mm. Okay, in games?
Games. In dog.
You
can't
yeah.
put it on the chip anyway, so
yeah.
that
as long as it isn't the primary feature of the remote business.
Yeah, that doesn't cost a lot of material
okay.
resources.
So that will that must be in.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Okay. So the games are in it, the voice recognition are not, and the parental control are
optional.
Yeah, it's in it, but
yeah. how we do it?
I think so.
Well, I think also it's a good idea, but it's very difficult to incorporate, so we should make it too complex. It's some manual function, which is parental control, and maybe profiles will emerge when you put it
yeah.
out. But how it's going to work?
Yeah.
Really
but will there, like the first ID from you can buy it without and with parental
mm-hmm.
control, or? Are we going to put it in and just...
I think the best would be to put it in and make it a menu option.
Yeah,
you can
put it in always.
Yeah.
And you can just, when you buy it, you can select personal preferences, parental control on, and the password
yeah.
or something.
Well, I don't know. I figured if you had two different remotes, you could choose one with a receiver in it. So you could actually easily build in parental control, but it would be more expensive. So in that way, you could make a cheap model and an expensive model. Could they make a simple model and a deluxe model, for instance?
Oh. Yeah, but TVs aren't capable of sending.
Yes, they are.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I thought they were just...
Yeah.
You have some TVs.
Yeah, some.
Yeah, but most of them.
Yeah,
no.
That is true.
Maybe you just have to restrict it to what program, so the parent says you cannot watch channel 7, 9, and 10,
yeah.
and you cannot watch all channels after 10 o'clock, and it's just some little clock. In
well, yeah, you could
easily,
just rules.
Yeah.
You could easily do that with the remote control, but you still have the problem about the television itself.
No, it's very simple. I have seen some of that remote who have a clock in it,
yeah.
so the remote doesn't transmit when it's
yeah, okay, but on the TV,
yeah,
at least my TV,
there are
is a compartment which you can press.
Yeah.
There are buttons behind
yeah.
it,
yeah.
which you can use.
Well,
if you don't have a...
Put it very blunt, that's not our problem. Just have parents buy some
yeah.
glue and
yeah.
it's not part of the remote.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, that is true.
Yes.
Yeah, you could go with like yeah, that would actually make things a lot more easy. You
yeah.
could just blame it on television.
Yeah.
Make it that problem.
Yeah.
I figure we could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I'm not sure what marketing thinks about it, but
I have to consult my legal advisor.
Okay, so I think we have decided on things. From Janus, the energy, the combination between battery and kinetic. The case will be double curved and rubber in a flashy, fruity color. And with cover is removable. The buttons will be touchscreen, but there may not be too many buttons. And in the menu structure, there must not to be 5 minutes too many levels, and it must be easy to use. The parental control will be incorporated, but it must be not too complex, and the games are in it. So, I think we have decided. Okay. A little more.
I have one thing left.
Yeah.
Maybe for Jeroen.
Yeah. On this
The views. Maybe it's
handy to build in an expert view and a simple view.
Like a mode or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
well,
an expert view you have.
Yeah, but you have that
what
in
what
the
I was thinking about is just a menu structure. When you don't use it, it's simple.
Yeah.
And when you put system properties, entire list pops up with all kind of stuff you can pull.
Yeah, okay.
It's already incorporated
yeah.
a little in
well
that
you
concept.
You could actually build in a function that you can program it yourself for a more advanced user.
Yeah. Which buttons you?
Yeah. Which buttons do you want to in it? Because you can like build on a back forward button, and somebody would just want to watch two channels.
Yeah. Just leave the other numbers away.
Okay.
Yeah. You could have people want to.
We take it to the other meeting, okay?
Okay.
I have a little little chat to do, and then we are finished. Mm-hmm. I went to a master club, and two things are can come in handy here for us. First thing is we talked about knowledge management, knowledge engineering, and the fact that that the idea of knowledge and sharing and learning knowledge from other companies and so like that. it's very hot at the moment, so it's mostly for the management expert to look what other
marketing.
Or did I say
management?
Just talking about
yeah,
myself.
Okay, go on.
What our companies do also with the marketing campaign when they put on a new remote, just some important spots. And another one,
benchmarking.
Benchmarking. That's the word I saw. Okay. Another thing is there was a survey, and it came out that people like to buy things from a single large provider instead of those who are partnering with us. So we must bring it as if Real Reaction is a. It's a big company, a trustful company, and
I know a marketing name for a product.
Okay.
R to the third power. R3, Real Reaction Remote.
I had another idea to put the whole idea of Real Reaction and a single brand and that kind of thing. When you put on the remote, you see kind of just like when you telephone, you see a little animation. Real Reaction Remote. And now with the motto, we put fashion in electronics, and then you go.
Yeah, okay, but it has to be like
the
a second because
yeah.
You have to put in a code
well
also. And
you can show somebody a logo for 0.5 seconds; they'll still remember it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it will linger on every time you see it.
The idea from this thing is that we must present it as we are a single large provider who will stand on our own.
Well, if you have an LCD screen, you can have a small logo at the
yeah.
bottom, and you could just stay
that
there.
Spins
yeah.
around.
Yeah,
that
spins
yeah.
around or something.
Also, but we are.
It's just like a globe.
Yeah.
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 That's
okay, but
a small icon.
Yeah.
Think about that kind of things. That's
oh.
what they said in the master class.
Oh, for next
in Geneva.
Cool.
Next meeting starts in 30 minutes, so maybe you can go to Paris and Milan once again.
Who gave you the master class?
The master class.
Oh no, baby.
Franz Mender.
Okay, thanks.
very special next session. ID, the industrial development center, user interface, will work together on a prototype, and we'll drawing it on the smart board. So that's a kind of new thing. And the marketing expert will be keeping busy with the product evaluation, but the most specific instructions will be sent to you by email.
So we are going to work together
right
now.
Yeah. This is what I heard. I
master class.
Not in the master class.
Yeah.
So you just wait for the specific instructions. And, but I think it was a very very good session, gentlemen.
Me too.
I will thank you all.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And,
thank you too.
Give me a good evaluation.
Okay, guys.
You wish.
Cheers.
See you in a half hour. But keep an eye on your
yeah. Well, sure, because I saw something about individual actions.
Yeah, but there's still the Maya instructions that you will work together.
Yeah.
Here or?
That's not my problem.
No.
My
no.
Project manager always works alone.